money? What have you done with it? Where is it? Despite however many times I'd tried to tell them what had happened, they weren't interested in listening.
Hearings have begun at the International Court of Justice, where South Africa has accused Israel of genocide against Palestinians. Israel insists it's only interested in eradicating terrorists. The NHS in England is failing to hit most of its key performance targets, despite waiting lists dropping. New figures suggest 7.61 million treatments were waiting to be carried out at the end of November. That's down 100,000 in a month, but A&E waits went up, while cancer targets were also being missed. Professor Sir Stephen Powis is the medical director of NHS England.
Underlying, of course, all of this, the population is getting older. So the number of over 80-year-olds is set to increase over the next decade or two. And, of course, that's the population that has often multiple conditions that require healthcare treatment.
More maternity deaths in the UK are at their highest in 20 years. Experts say pre-pregnancy health should be prioritised as a matter of urgency. Iran has seized what it says is a US-owned oil tanker in the Arabian Sea. State TV claims it was taken following a judicial order. And England international Jadon Sancho has indicated he's agreed to move to German side Borussia Dortmund on loan for the rest of the season. The winger's been out of favour at Manchester United following a fallout with manager Erik ten Hag. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Sam. Getting so busy chatting away here to Susan. We've not even got an air yet, and we're chatting away. So I'm going to give you a quick weather update now.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories, and extensions.
So right now, it's pretty cloudy out there. There's no more sun, by the looks of it. So there will be sunny intervals, but we've missed those sunny intervals. It's just cloud for the rest of the day. Right now, it's 5 degrees. And later on this evening, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to remain dry, although there is a slight risk. There's always a risk. This is England, after all, of some patchy light rain or drizzle. A noticeable northeasterly breeze will continue throughout the night. And tomorrow, we'll start overcast with extensive low clouds. It's expected to be mainly dry. A few brighter spells may develop later, a noticeable northeasterly breeze, and then the outlook for the rest of the weekend up to Monday is a mixture of sunny spells and cloudy periods with the odd light shower cannot be ruled out, so carry that little brolly if you can. A cool day on Sunday, there'll be sunny spells and cloudy periods along with a few light showers. Cold and dry on Monday, plenty of winter sunshine in the morning, so get out for your morning walk, and by the afternoon bands of high cloud will move in, resulting in hazy skies. That's your weather update for 2 p.m.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
All right, so I've got Suzanne in the studio, but before I get talking to her, I'm going to put one last track on and then we'll have a little chat and talking about her book, which is called Welcome Home. We're going to be talking about Feng Shui. We're going to be talking about the outlook for this year when it comes to, of course, we've gone into a Chinese New Year we're coming into. So we're going to talk about that as well. So just after this track, which is Soul to Soul with Back to Life. And I think after this, I'm going to move on to the 90s. To the current, more 2023, bit more up-to-date tracks. We had the first hour of the 80s music, and I'm going to bring it up to speed, updating you with some of the latest R&B hits. So here it is, Soul to Soul, featuring Karen Wheeler with Back to Life.
To life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality.
So there we are. Got Suzanne here in the studio. That, of course, was the unmistakable Soul to Soul featuring Karen Wheeler with Back to Life. Real classic 80s soul track. Let's check your mics on, Suzanne. Let's have a listen, do you?
Can you hear me?
I can. Loud and clear. Lovely. Yeah, very nice. Can you hear? Okay, let's just see if your... might be an issue with your... and your headphones, actually. Let's just... test
still not hearing you. Never mind.
Oh, you can't hear me. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Oh, really? Maybe there's something wrong with... maybe change the headphones over, actually. Sorry. We haven't got anyone here to help us out, technically. See, we just got to wing it here in the studio. Let's see if that works.
No, there is no sound. I'll just have to listen to you.
No sound at all? All right.
Pay close attention.
Yeah, well, the monitor's on, so you should sort of hear yourself through the monitor, hopefully. But, yeah, I can hear you. So, unless I've got... What about now?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
No, okay, never mind. Well, I can't always hear myself, to be fair. But yeah, it might be... if we had a sound person in, we could get them to have a look at that, but we don't. Just
hey, as long as you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
That's what matters.
Yeah, absolutely. So, delighted to have you in the studio, because obviously we first met at the Clean and Tidy Home Show, which was good fun.
We did. It was amazing.
Yeah, I loved it. Did you stick around and go around all day and sort of look at all the different exhibitions?
Yeah,
and things?
I was actually there for the 2 days, because I was speaking with you, and then I did an interview in the afternoon with Danny, amazing Danny, and then the following day I was there doing a demonstration of space clearing, which is a little bit on the more esoteric side. So yeah, I was there all weekend.
Oh, you had a stage, you had like your own little not little bit, but as well, because they were sort of smaller.
Yeah, like a demo stage.
Yeah, oh, excellent. Yeah,
super cool. How to space clear your home.
Well, this is it, and this is what we're here to talk about today, is obviously not everyone that listens to the show actually knows that I'm in the relationship space, because this is kind of my hobby, you know. I don't really come on here and do the whole agony aunt stuff and talk about the relationships and matchmaking. I think everyone will probably switch off, you know, before long. So, but I'm... As you know, I'm always so interested in bringing on guests who are entrepreneurs, for one, because... At the heart of it, you know, I'm not a matchmaker, I'm not a dating coach, I'm an entrepreneur.
Of course.
You know, and that's what I love. And particularly, you know, seeing women in business doing their own thing, I think it's awesome. I just love seeing women sort of take control of their financial freedom and the freedom of their time and, you know, everyone, men as well, of course, but particularly for women, because I think a lot of time we struggle with our confidence in really putting ourselves out there and kind of claiming our power, you know.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, for women like me, you know, I freely admit I'm quite some way into my 50s now.
Yeah.
You know, I was born in the 60s, grew up in the 70s and 80s. Women didn't do things like this.
Mm.
You know, women had babies and then they looked after people and then they pretty much died. Well, I can tell you that's not how it is for me. It's not how it's going to be for my daughter. It's about getting out there and making a real difference to people's lives. And the way I do that is by helping them live in homes that support and nurture them right the way through their time there. Mm. And then when they're ready to move on somewhere else, we find them a home which is really going to work for them the moment they set foot through the door.
I love that, because at the heart of what you do is it is about home. So obviously you are a person who is a homely person as well.
I do love my home.
Yeah, and very house proud, I'm sure you must be.
Well, do you know, the thing is that because I use interiors therapy, you kind of, you get it sorted out and then you don't need to worry about being house proud. I mean, you know, I really admire Mrs. Hinch and all of those really amazing cleaning people, but I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
I do not like doing it. But my home is, it always looks neat and tidy.
Yeah.
You can walk in there and go, oh, it feels so good.
Mm.
And, you know, not just me, but other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes quite hard to get rid of them. But it feels good. Mm. And it supports
They feel
me.
So comfortable in your home, they don't want to leave. Yeah,
precisely. Precisely. Off you go.
So what kind of led you to doing what you do now? What was the journey? What was the last thing you were doing before you entered into this?
So I'd worked in charity for years. And, you know, for various reasons, it was time to stop doing that. I kind of felt that I wasn't living my truth with what I was doing. And so it was like, well, okay, what am I good at? What do I love? And I had been helping friends and colleagues with feng shui for over 30 years at that point. But I was doing things slightly differently to other people doing feng shui because I put in other layers of understanding of what was going on in the home. And that's now become the interiors therapy process. So it involves some decluttering. It involves life coaching. It involves feng shui, space clearing, and even law of attraction, you know, getting to the goal that you want. Because your home, your mind, everything that you are is working towards bringing what you want into your life. And the feng shui helps with that enormously.
Yeah.
But it's one layer of interiors therapy. And that's what it makes interiors therapy very different to a bit of decluttering, for example.
Yeah.
You know, if you declutter using interiors therapy, your clutter is never going to build up again.
Oh, wow.
Because you develop such a low tolerance for it. You start to understand why you got all of these things into your home in the first place, how they're impacting on you negatively, if they are. Some are negative, some are positive, some are neutral. If you get rid of everything in your home that impacts on you negatively, then you can enjoy life a whole lot more.
I like that because I've been recently, with my clients, I've been looking at things like, obviously, everyone talks about the law of attraction, as you say. That's the popular one. But it's just one of the laws, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the one that I'm actually looking at now is like the 12 universal laws. And that's been really interesting. And a lot of it does loop into the kind of law of attraction thing. But one of the things that stood out to me, and I was even coaching a client on it this morning, was everything is energy.
Everything is energy. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Your energy, when you walk into your home at night, is going to dictate how you spend the rest of your evening, how you relax, how your body functions, how you sleep, how you feel when you get up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's absorbed also into the home. You know, you can go into some places and they just feel so unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll go into other places and the people there might have no money, but there is so much love and so much joy and so much happiness in that space that it's irresistible.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's about the energy. So the feng shui works to neutralize any negative energy that sits in your home. And every home has got areas of negative energy in it, no matter what.
Yeah.
The feng shui will kind of squish that. It'll neutralize it. But then what we do is we boost the positive energy in other parts of the home. So that then, you know, you might want to improve your relationships or your wealth or your success or your money. You might want to become better known. You might want to change your reputation, for example. If you've had a bit of a rough patch, you can edit the way you are seen by people in the world by sorting out the feng shui in that part of your home.
That's quite mind-blowing, isn't it? You don't imagine that it would impact upon those things.
Yeah.
And is that because of that whole, that law of sort of everything is energy? So it's essentially that you're bringing a certain type of energy, removing certain types of energies because it's the energy that's around us that's basically blocking us from succeeding.
Yeah. So when your home is built, and when the roof is put on, it accepts the energy of the earth. Now, that doesn't matter whether it's a semi-detached in Brentwood or it's a skyrise in Canary Wharf.
You know,
it has that energy built in. And the only way that energy will change is if you do some significant renovations, maybe you have an extension, you remodel. Sometimes a really big new kitchen will shift the energy.
Okay.
But
I could do one of those. Or, do you know what? Hold that thought because it's time for a quick ad break. And we will be back in a minute because I could get so carried away talking to you. I totally forget the other bits and bobs that I've got to do. So just give me a minute. And we're back in just a minute to carry on this conversation. So Suzanne's in the studio, the author of Welcome Home, a feng shui therapist as well. Here to talk to us today about how really the stuff in your home can make or break your relationship and how it can even impact upon any area of success in your life. So do stay tuned in. We'll be back in just a minute.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Treat her like a lady.
Oh!
And then, of course, there's The Temptations with Treat Her Like a Lady. What year do you reckon that came out, Suzanne?
Oh, gosh, before my time.
Yeah, mine too. I'll double check. I reckon that would have been about 1981, I want to say.
That's not before my time, though, is it? That's considerably during my time.
It's meant to be the 80s. Let me see. Temptations, Treat Her Like a Lady came out in... what year? No, wait. It's not coming up. 1973, actually.
Yeah, you see, I was only a little girl then, yeah. So I'm going to be letting myself off, not being precise on that.
So I've gone right back with that one then. I thought I was just sticking with the 80s. I've gone way back in time to 1973. But, you know, it's funny with certain music, you know, it just never gets old, really, does it? You know,
it could have been anywhere in the last 50 years, that track.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So now it is time for a quick travel update to see how the travel's doing.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, taking a quick look now at, there's no incidents or congestion reported in Brentwood. Woohoo! A127 eastbound, one lane is closed. That is due to emergency gas works, and that's from before the A129 at the Rally Weir towards Dawes Heath Road. Traffic is slow from the A1245 A13 Fair Glen interchange, and then there is a slow moving traffic on Ongar Road, A128 towards the High Street, but no accidents, just a little bit of congestion. A127 eastbound, slow moving traffic between Neverden interchange A132 and the Fair Glen interchange A1245 due to lane closures and roadworks. Rally, slow moving traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street, and everywhere else looks all right. So, quick travel update that was indeed. Oh, I wonder what that was then. My bag fell on the floor. Never mind. So, we've got Suzanne Roynan, on the studio today, having a lovely chat about feng shui and how stuff makes or breaks your relationship. And Suzanne has got a book out called Welcome Home. It's available on Amazon and all good book retail sites. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk to you very briefly, because obviously we've just seen it, a new year, 2024, for the, you know, just for what we know as the new year. But there's another new year which is to be acknowledged as well, which is the Chinese New Year.
That's right. Yeah.
How far away are we from that now?
Chinese New Year is the 12th of February.
Okay, so literally a month away.
Just about. Yeah, it's not too far at all.
Okay, and so what's the year that we're going into? Because it's animals, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're going into the year of the wood dragon.
Wood dragon, okay.
So we're just coming out of the water rabbit. It's not been a great year for many, many people.
Yeah.
The wood dragon is going to be good, and the next 20 years, actually, are going to be good for midlife women. So excited about this.
Yeah.
And they're finally going to be getting their voice and being heard. We'll see a lot more women taking places of authority in governments and so on.
Yes.
Perhaps even some more female leaders around the world. And it's quite interesting that apparently 50% of countries are going to be having major elections this year. It's not just the UK and the US. 50% of countries.
Wow. That would be so interesting if all those 50% ended up electing a woman, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be incredible? Yeah. Things might be an awful lot better if they do. But let's be realistic. That's not going to happen. But we will be seeing more women taking the place, you know, front and centre. And I think everybody's always said that if women were in charge, things would get done. So I'm quite hopeful that things will improve generally in the next 20 years. But in the year of the wood dragon, we're going to see that beginning.
Excellent. Well, that's great news. As I mentioned, you know, before, all for women empowerment. And, you know, I saw even this morning, actually, that Tinder have just allocated their new CEO as another woman as well. So, I mean, not that Tinder's got a good rep, but it's part of the Match Group, which is one of the, you know, the biggest giants in the dating industry. So
totally.
You know.
And if you think about what Carol Vorderman's doing, she's really, as a midlife woman, she is taking on the big guns. She's taking on the establishment and saying, hey, come on, this corruption, these lies, it's not okay. We're not having this.
Mm.
And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that, not just with Carol, but with other people as well.
Yeah.
So
sort of whistleblowers.
Yes.
And, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So in terms of the feng shui sort of concept, you mentioned to me as you came in that there's different house types. Now, we're not talking about semi-detached, detached.
No, we're not. So there are four main house types. And what I would really love you and your listeners to do is just listen to these descriptions and see if you can work out what house type you might be living in.
Mm-hmm.
So house type number one is good for people and good for money. So this is where you have good relationships, your health's pretty good. There is always enough money to do what you want. Mm-hmm. These are the houses where you look at them and you think, oh, the people in there are just so lucky.
Mm.
And they are lucky. It's like the world is on their side.
Yeah.
House type number two is good for people, but it's bad for money. So again, you've got good relationships, good health, but there's never, ever enough money at the end of the month. House type number three is good for money, but it's bad for people.
Okay.
And these are the houses where you get the divorces, the chronic illnesses, one thing after another, you know, no matter what. There's always enough money to throw at a situation, but the relationships are dire. And and often you'll find that there's a sort of throughput of divorces in this home. I know one home I've worked with has had about 6 divorces in 12 years.
Wow.
And so that is definitely a bad for people house.
Yeah.
The last of the house types is bad for money and it's bad for people. We call it a reverse house. It's just like where everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah.
But the great thing is about feng shui is we can fix all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually accidentally moved into a reverse, a bad for money and people apartment. Moved in there and it was like my whole world came crashing down around me until I fixed it.
Wow.
And once it was fixed, it was just like everything took off and started going really, really well. You know, there's no barriers, no blocks to the lifestyle that I wanted, that my daughter wanted. You know, it's just like everything was cleared away. And that's what feng shui will do. It will clear away the obstacles that just seem to get in the way of people living the life they want.
So how did you turn that around then? Was that a case of getting rid of a lot of stuff or...?
No, because I have never had a lot of stuff since I realised how damaging clutter was to mind, body and spirit. So we only have things that we use, need and love in our home.
Lovely.
And nothing else, nothing whatsoever has house room. But it was about adding in the feng shui remedies. And, you know, I'm not talking about Twinkie wind chimes and little frogs with coins in their mouths. Though that's kitsch, it's... You know, it's charms. It's not going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But what does make a difference is tuning the elements. So we have fire, wood, earth, metal and water.
Yeah.
And parts of the home will need potentially one of those remedies in order to balance out, to bring harmony into that area. We talked about squishing negative energy. So you might use, for example, some metal to cancel out a very heavy earth energy. And so basically, in order to fix my place, I put these remedies in. I put a remedy in outside as well, just something really simple. And everything changed.
Wow.
It was incredible. And just to say, I had this teacher and she said to me, you know, I said, this isn't happening, it's not working. And she said, have you put your external remedy in? I'm like, well, no, I made all the excuses. I've only got a balcony, I can't do this, I can't do that. She said, put it in. No kidding. I put that remedy in and I got a check for £38,000 the next day.
That's so
incredible.
And
it was just like, how has this happened? You know, this can't be real. But then since then, it's over and over again. You know, I know people who've won the lottery. They've had their feng shui. They win the lottery. You know, there's no guarantee on that incident.
Yeah.
They just let me say that now. But what you can accomplish when your feng shui is right, you know, meeting the person that you want to be with after years alone, identifying a place that you want to be, a person that you want to become, and the barriers preventing you from doing that just fall away. Your health improves. Suddenly there's there's always enough money.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It does.
I'm sure a lot of people listen and think, oh, another one of these things.
Yep.
It sounds all too
exactly.
good to be true.
Exactly. And you've got to implement it. That's the thing. A lot of people will, they'll look at feng shui and they'll just, you know, if I said to you, well, I need you to put some moving water and it's got to be going 24/7.
Yeah.
And they'll just say, well, I'm not going to do that. Why
yeah.
should I do that?
Going to
well,
waste too much electricity or yeah. something that'd make
and,
a reason.
And I'll yeah. say, well, okay, fine, don't do it. But don't come back to me and say that your feng shui isn't working.
Mm.
You know, if you implement the stuff, things will change for the better.
Yeah.
But you've got to do it.
Yeah.
And if you choose not to, it's like somebody saying to you, well, if you want to lose weight, you need to stop eating chocolate. But you head off to Cadbury's and you buy yourself a mega bar and
yeah.
tuck into that. You're not going to lose the weight.
Yeah.
You know?
So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been consulting people in this area?
Oh, 35 years or so.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was doing it long while I still did the day job and,
yeah.
you know, was a mum and all of those things. Mm. I was already doing it, but on a very, very casual basis.
Yeah.
And then about 5 years ago, I decided, no, it's time to live life
yeah,
on
I
my
love that.
Terms, to do what I want to do, to make the difference that I know I can make
mm-hmm.
Without any restrictions.
Yeah.
So now I work in the UK, I work internationally.
Mm.
Feng Shui, I can do
from my
desk.
Oh, you travel with it as well?
I travel
oh,
too.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go and work in Europe. I went to the Caribbean for Christmas. I'll be going.
What, you were on a job out there?
Yeah, I did some work while I was there.
Oh,
I went there
that.
For a holiday, but
oh,
I did
yeah.
a bit of work
oh,
while I was
I
there.
Oh, I love that.
Because I can't resist it.
That's so amazing because, I mean, you sound to me like someone who's so enthusiastic. I got the impression that you kind of just got into this a few years ago.
No,
so it's
no.
incredible that you've been doing it
yeah.
as long as that and you're still so passionate and enthusiastic about what you do. Yeah. It shows that you've found your calling in this
yeah.
work.
I think if there is something you love and you're doing a day job that doesn't inspire you,
mm.
and I think a lot of people kind of they'll slog away at a day job until it's time to retire.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is crushing me.
Yeah.
I've got this incredible skill. I've got this knowledge.
Got a gift. Yeah.
It's a gift. It's, you know, where this gift has come from, all of the learning, there's an awful lot of learning involved in it. But I can give that back and I can watch.
You can change lives. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I can
and
watch women who are waiting for the magic to happen.
Yeah.
And I can help them get to where they want
so
to be.
So how quick is this? Could this say someone calls you up today and says, Suzanne, right, I need you to come in my house and have a look at things. What's the process of working with you?
So I don't even need to go to their house. That's the
oh.
first thing. So what I do with every client is, first of all, we have a 30-minute video chat and they
yeah.
show me around their house.
Mm.
And then I'll make a judgment on whether they just need feng shui, which
mm-hmm.
they might. If they're super tidy, if everything's organized, they might just need feng shui. They'll answer some questions. Sometimes I have them do a questionnaire, especially if it's a big family.
Yeah.
And they want to involve everybody in the family in
right.
the process, which I think is important.
Yeah.
But if it's just them, I can ask them some questions. Then they'll give me the precise location of their home.
Mm.
Well, literally pinpoint it
mm-hmm.
on Google Earth. And then I do the rest. I just need to know. I need a floor plan. I need to know when it was built. And if they've done any major work to
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know, if it's been built in the last 20 years or if they've added an extension or a new kitchen or whatever in the last 20 years, that makes life really easy for me.
Yeah.
It's when something hasn't maybe been touched for 40 years or more and we have to go into a little bit more depth. And then what happens is that I put their feng shui report together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very detailed because
mm.
I like to explain why everything works the way it does.
Wow.
But, of course, what everybody really wants is their floor plan
yeah.
and to know what remedies they're putting in
yes.
each bit.
Yeah.
So they turn to the bit that says, right, wealth. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what
yeah.
do I need to put in my wealth area? I need a fire remedy. Now,
mm.
a fire remedy, and I'm looking around here, you know, Phoenix 98 FM, I'm seeing red cushions, I'm seeing an orange chair. That's your fire remedy.
Right.
Simple as that.
Just putting a bit of red in.
Yeah.
yeah.
Metal, we need some metal weight.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the size of the house, depends how much you need. Water can be water in a vase with a little pump in it, like an aquarium pump.
Oh, okay. Well, very you can do that. You can put a pump in a vase.
Yeah.
And just,
easy.
So that's because it's the idea of the water flowing constantly.
It's, yeah, it's constantly moving. The surface of the water is constantly moving. Mm. Now, if you just do very, very basic feng shui, if you don't get into the bespoke nature, so it's tuned precisely to your home.
Yeah.
You might read in a magazine that water is good for bringing you wealth. Moving water is good for bringing you wealth, which it is if it's in the right spot.
Oh.
But because your home is completely unique, if you just put it in the north for the sake of argument, and actually in your house you don't need it in the north, you need it in the northwest or the south, you're working against your feng shui.
Wow.
So, and this is, you know, for many years, for about the first 25 years or so, I did very, very basic feng shui. It made a difference, and it was all right. It was okay. When I started doing traditional compass feng shui, it was like blowing the lid off everything. It was a game changer. It was absolutely stratospheric. And that's when these major things started happening, not just for me, but for the people I was working with. And, and, you know, watching people fall in love, watching people go from counting every penny to taking off on 3 week holidays without even
thinking about it. So that's a point. So you're saying sometimes even just the way things are set up in your home, that could be blocking you from love as well.
Totally. Totally, totally, totally. And it can be the silliest things that are holding you back from love.
That's just, well, that's blown my mind, because then what am I doing trying to match them up, and then they've got their gaff's in a right state, and that's the reason why I can't get a match, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be an issue for them.
Yeah.
Absolutely an issue. But more than that, there'll be things that they might have bought. There might be pieces of art, for example, that they'll look at and they'll think, oh, I paid a huge amount of money for that, and it's, you know, it's from a really up-and-coming artist or whatever. Yeah. And actually, all it's doing is pushing the energy of love away from them. That's more interiors therapy than feng shui.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why it's just such a potent cocktail.
Mm. Doing everything to remove those blocks. Because that's it. Like, you know, when I'm coaching, obviously, it's about removing those limited beliefs, those blocks that exist already. But then you're saying the energetic blocks, essentially, is what you're looking to remove.
Yeah. And if you're talking to somebody, say you're on Zoom and you look behind them and you can see that their place is a mess, or, I mean, I would look at something and think, oh, okay, that art is telling me an awful lot. I can look around a house.
Are you quite intuitive as well? Do you kind of pick up on things intuitively? Or
I do.
Yeah.
I do, but I also teach people how to do it. So I'm teaching some people in America how to do interior therapy so that they can then go into homes or just look at them online and just say, right, okay, this is what's going on. When I'm working with clients who want to find a really positive new home to live in, which is another one of the services I offer, we can go into a house and we'll know if the people in there are divorcing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they might not know, but I will know. I can look around and say, yeah, okay, here are all the signs that are telling me this is a divorce house.
So can you give us an example of a couple of signs that you'd look out for?
Yeah, so single hearts.
Yeah.
That's your first thing. It's your first obvious thing. You'll often find them in divorce houses. You'll find...
When you mean like artwork of a single heart or something?
Artwork, little hangy things off doors.
Yeah. Just with one heart on
it. Yeah. Where there are three hearts hanging around, and this is where some people think, oh, yes, it's me and my partner and our child.
Yeah.
Please don't ever put those in your bedroom, because that's you, your partner,
and someone
and his
having
new
an affair
girlfriend.
Uh oh.
And you know, so things like that. So if you want to think, if you want a strong, nourishing relationship, you want to have things in pairs. You want pair energy. You want your bedroom set up so that the nightstands either side are equal. You've got lamps there. You've got a really great headboard. You've got, you know, two sets of pillows, not three sets of pillows.
Yeah, no,
you know, you
gosh,
don't
people
want
have three
to,
sets of pillows.
Yeah, you don't want to invite in the energy of a third ever.
No.
But if you've got art, make it art of couples, but couples coming towards you, not walking away into the sunset. That's a great way to say goodbye to your relationship. If you've got single images, and that can be, you know, a woman standing on a cliff top or a cat or a penguin, single images inspire more single energy behavior around you.
Yeah.
These are really, really simple things. Mm. I mean, this is, you know, when I talk to people as I'm going around their houses, they're going, well, how do you know all of this stuff about me? And I'm saying, well, because it's there. It's here.
It's all signs. You're all actually, you're on a subconscious level picking this stuff out because you are thinking about being on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that makes
exactly
sense.
Exactly what goes on. One candle, more solitude.
Mm, that is so interesting. So is that something that you're quite observant about when you're going in there? Do people say to you, do they ever say to you, I want help with the relationship? Or is it just naturally a thing that you then pick up on saying, well, actually, this is also impacting on that area?
So when somebody books a call with me, they just give an outline of what they're looking for.
Yeah.
But when I get on the call with them, I'll just summarise what they've said. But I say, right, I do not want you to tell me anything else. Mm-hmm. I just want you to show me around your home so that I can see what's obvious to me. And then I'll feed that back to them.
Right.
And
so sometimes it is just literally that they're fine. Like you say, they've got the money and all of that, but maybe the relationship's suffering and you can see that.
Yeah, or they want more success. You know, Oprah Winfrey uses feng shui all the time. She uses this kind of feng shui.
Mm.
Now, she's not struggling in her relationship.
No.
She wants more success. She wants that reputation to grow and grow and grow. So feng shui isn't just about when something's going wrong. It's about when you want more of the
More of the good stuff, yeah. All right, brilliant. Well, look, I've just got to do a quick ad. But you will stick around for us a bit longer because we still feel like we've got a bit more to talk about. And you can also tell people how to get in touch with you. But no, it's lovely having you. I feel like there's just so much that we probably could have you back and you know, speak about some of the more stuff in depth. It's so, so fascinating. So we're back in just a second, guys.
Always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
So that there, of course, was Sade with The Sweetest Taboo. And Suzanne has been keeping me company in the studio today, which is very nice. We've been talking about feng shui and all the different stories over the years that she's experienced and how she's transformed people's lives, how it's stopped some people from getting married and stop some people from winning the lottery and all sorts. So it's been very interesting. And that's the point, actually. I've got a syndicate that I run for my road. What's your thoughts on that, about running a syndicate? Because I do sometimes think, are they stopping me from winning because they've all got their, maybe, you know, they're not accepting, they can't accept they could win that sort of money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they should, you know, if they all sort out their feng shui and their wealth areas, so you stand an awful lot better chance of winning.
That's very well put, yes. So something you mentioned also, and we talked about, is of course all we hear in the news is the cost of living crisis and everyone's mortgages and rents are going up and up and up. So something about, you indicated that you've got some information that people might be downsizing this year that's going to be more popular.
Yeah, so this is all part of us moving into what's called a new feng shui cycle. So we're going out of cycle 9, which we've had for the last 20 years, and that was all about conspicuous consumption. It was about young men being in power. If you think of Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, people like that. And it was about construction and money, money, money. Now we're going into this new phase where it's not going to be that way anymore. This cycle 9 is going to be a lot more about understanding the environment, about women's voices being heard, as we were talking about earlier. And one of the things that does look as though it's going to happen, and perhaps it's already starting to happen, is that people will be more inclined to downsize. So come out of these 5, 4, 6 bedroom houses that maybe somebody who's widowed or divorced has been rattling about in the family home for 20 years. They're only using a tiny part of it, and yet they're holding on to it. The initial downsizing, I suspect, is going to be financial. It's going to be much more practical to sell the big house so that you can enjoy the last part, you know, the last 40 years of your life, potentially, without having the burden of a huge house to maintain, to clean, to do the garden, all of those things. And then it releases homes into the property market for younger families.
Well, that's what's needed, to be fair, isn't it? There's hardly anything out there.
I think it'll start off being a financial thing, but my suspicion is that give it a couple of years and people are going to be thinking, well, actually, if I do sell this big house, I can then go off and I can travel, I can see the world, I can spend quality time with my grandchildren, I can do whatever I like, because I'm not worrying about when the gas man's coming, if I can get out and do the garden, all of those things that really tax somebody so much. When, you know, I think about my mom, her house isn't huge, but she has to have somebody in to do the garden because she can't manage it anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody comes to help with the cleaning. If she lived in a smaller space, that would not be such an issue for her.
Yeah. Now, and she'd have a bit more free money to do other things.
Yeah. More freedom, more flexibility. So I think we're going to see a lot more people downsizing. I mean, the year of the wood dragon is saying that we'll see people downsizing upwards. So they'll be moving into very comfortable apartments, not squidgy, widgy little ones.
Where you there's not those like new modern ones and things that have been built. Yeah,
something fabulous.
Yeah,
that you can really enjoy.
Yeah,
but then releasing those larger than necessary houses for one person or two people, and I think life will just get an awful lot easier for them. And people who see their friends have downsized and suddenly they're going off on cruises or...
Well, their neighbours start doing it and then everyone sort of follows suit, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. And then suddenly they think, well, actually, why didn't we do this years ago?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more people downsizing in the coming years just because it feels
good. We need the energy to flow a bit more in the property market. It is a bit stagnant, isn't it? So
it's been very stale for a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on. My time on the studio is already up, can you believe? It's gone so quick. How can everyone keep in touch with you and reach out if they obviously want to have a consultation with you? What's the best way of doing that?
Well, obviously, I would love everybody to have a little consultation with me. So if you go to my website, which is www.interiorstherapy, so interior with an S, interiorstherapy.com, mm-hmm. you'll find a little button there that says book a taster call.
Lovely.
And that's how you get to talk to me. You can pick up Welcome Home, How Stuff Makes or Breaks Your Relationship on Amazon or order it through your bookshop.
Excellent. Well, yeah, hopefully, you know, give Suzanne a call. You can potentially save your relationship, improve the quality of your home life, and maybe even win the lottery. Who knows? All right, brilliant. We've got Jo up next, and she'll be here for the Drive Time Show, 3 to 6, with Michelle Spencer, talking about mindfulness and wellbeing as well. So we've had quite a spiritual afternoon here on Phoenix FM. So hope you've all been enjoying the music and the conversation. And I'll be back here next Thursday for the 1 to 3 show. And the last track from me now is Jocelyn Brown with Somebody Else's Guy. All right, bye now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.